Okay. In Parshas Bamidbar, we have this series of psukim that talks about the Am being mitonenim. It's like 2-3 psukim. And then we have the Am complaining again. So, what were they complaining about? So, the Mefarshim all have different explanations. Rashi tells us that they just didn't want to be, you know, Jews and following Hashem. They wanted to stop just following all these mitzvot. Rashbam and Sforno give a pshat that they were complaining naturally about being in the desert and it's too long a walk. Others say the problem is the desert, lack of food. That's the view of the Ramban, that they're in the Midbar and there's a lack of food. Even Ezra said they were just saying bad things, inappropriate things. The Das Akenemi Bali Atosot said that they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. They're already complaining about that, meaning we're not even up to the Meraglim yet. They already started now. The Bechor Shor said that they were like consulting the dead, because that's the word we use for mourning for the dead. Onen, right? That's what we use when someone dies. So they were we're going to die here in the Midbar, we're going to die going into Eretz Yisrael, or anywhere in this process, or so many mitzvot, so they were complaining. So where is the Meshech Chachma fit in all these options? So he comes up with his own creative answer, and that is, he says that, what are they complaining about? Well, we just had the Chanukah Mishkan, and part of the Chanukah Mishkan. Now all of a sudden we went over from the Bechor, who was the one who was supposed to be the of the Hashem, to the Kohanim. They get to do the Avoda, Shevi Levi. And what leads him to say this is the last line. He points out, "L'zev Yitzaka Ama Moshe Shehu Avi Verosh Shevi Levi V'aleim Hilonenu." So why do they come and complain? And they're complaining to Moshe. Complaining about Moshe, why did you take away this avoda that was supposed to be for all of Am Yisrael? Okay, one representative of each family, but all of Am Yisrael, and you gave it specifically to one family, to Shevet Levi. So why then does the pasuk say, "Vayam kemit onanim rab bozni Hashem"? Why was this bad in Hashem's ears? Why did he get mad? Why was there a fire that Moshe had to dab vayishma vayishem vayicharapov v'devar bamish Hashem? Why did that have to happen? Because they all forgot why this happened. Why did this happen? When was the avoda taken from the Bechor and given to the Levi? That was at Chet Egel. Ze Chet Gadol shelo hivinu ech yugdal avonam b'avona Egel v'chuv delu alevim b'kiddush Hashem. They forgot that they all sinned, that Shevet Levi didn't sin, and how that made Shevet Levi stand down and worthy for this role. And therefore, Am Yisrael complained. And where this complaint was so bad, it was worthy of this scorn, of this punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it took Moshe to daven in for them to be saved. But it was the Vayiyam Kimit Onanim Rab Bozne Hashem. Why was it so bad? Meaning, it's not so bad the complaint, it's what's behind the complaint. They forgot how bad, meaning a complaint isn't so bad. People complain all the time. It's specifically this complaint that minimizes or belittles the chutzpah or the audacity or the chayit ha'egel, which is so bad. And therefore, if you're sitting there saying, "Hey, how come you took the avoda from the Bechor and you gave it to Shevet Levi?" You're forgetting something. You're forgetting something major. And therefore, that's what the Meshech Chachma says, that they were a mitonein. That's how he explains this word. I think what I got from the Meshech Chachma and all the Mefarshim here, really, was sometimes trying to find the root of what people are complaining about. Now, I say that knowing very well that the next psukim, where they're complaining about meat, and Chazal started, and some of them interpreted actually about meat, some of it interpreted about wanting to be back in Mitzrayim, some of it interpreted about not wanting to go to Eretz Yisrael, some of it interpreted talking about Arayos. why do you give us all these Isurim and we want to be, we don't want the Torah, we want to be able to do what we want, marry who we want, and have relations with who we want. And again, many, many Mefarshim talk about that and ask the question, what do you mean? Why is Chazal supplying any different complaint than what's written in the Pesukim? And the answer is that sometimes, even when on the surface somebody's complaining about one thing, at root there's another complaint. That's one possibility. Or other than that, even when a complaining isn't so bad or a seeming legitimate complaint, but if what's behind it is something much worse, therefore it's way more problematic. So just like complaining about meat and really complaining about Arias is bad, so too just complaining about Shevet Levi taking over the Avoda and why'd you take it from the rest of us, that's because they are belittling or the huge Avera and Chilul Hashem, which was Chira Egel.